You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part.
Welcome back. Now I'm laughing. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. As you well know, if you've listened to my show, I am an Elvis fan, and that was actually from a live show during his Vegas years. And as Richard, my producer, said, he couldn't stop laughing listening to it. And every single time I listen to that, what they call the laughing version of Are You Lonesome Tonight, it brings a smile to my face. And my next guest said he needs a smile, so I'm hoping Wayne Levine, who will join us shortly, will be laughing as well. My show, as you probably know by now, is live every Thursday at 11 a.m. to noon. It is rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening and you want to call us, you may do so at 805-564-1290. You can also email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in silly, .com. Now it's time for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. The Men's Room is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npeer.com. I am happy to report that Wayne is back with us for The Men's Room. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats, including a forthcoming one that he will tell you about. BetterMen.org's mission is very simple, to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back, Wayne.
Hey, Bruce. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Our subject today is about giving back.
Yep.
And the rewards that we get when giving back, the lessons we teach our kids when we give back, or as I like to say, based on my religious upbringing, when we repair the world.
Yep.
So I would like to invite you to talk in any way you'd like about it, as well as let people know about the community service event, efforts that you have begun recently, to my hearty encouragement and pride.
Yeah, the we, as a community of men, men who have been involved in Betterment work and have done our retreats or in groups, it was important to find our purpose as a community. Yes, we're helping each other to be better fathers and husbands and working through transitions and learning new skills, but there needed to be a greater purpose. And so we recently stumbled upon that our purpose as a community was to be of service to the community. And so we started setting up a lot of events. And what we did is we invited the men to suggest events that were near and dear to their hearts that we could own. And since then, we've been doing a lot of things. We had a barbecue picnic for foster kids. We've been sending shoes to...
Were foster kids invited to that?
Oh, yeah, the foster kids came. Because I'm a mentor to a foster kid, and so I'm part of an agency. And it was a huge turnout. It was really wonderful. And we've been sending shoes to the needy in Texas. We have a blood drive that we're doing for Children's Hospital LA that we're sponsoring in October. All these things, what I've found is that they really just make your heart open up and grow. The time spent putting the word out, going door to door and letting the local businesses know that we've got a blood drive going on. You meet new people. You feel good, and
you're not talking about yourself.
And Bruce, I recommend that. And you're not talking about yourself. It's after all these years of being in business before this, other businesses, it gets tiresome. We're constantly having to pitch and market and Facebook and all the things that businesses have to do to succeed. It's a nice break to not make it about you, and to make it about somebody who has less than you. And
well, I also hope, seriously, that you and the Men's Center might embrace my particular cause, which is supporting the kids' school, the girls' school in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that has been rewarding both personally and then even professionally. As my latest sponsor, the Wright Center for Orthodontics in both Camarillo and Santa Barbara, they on their own, reading the column, the first column I wrote, they put together a box of books, sent it to these kids, and then I only heard about it when the pastor, Pastor Frank Bennon, sent me photos and said, "Who is the Wright Center?" And 2 weeks later, they became a sponsor of my show, and what an honor.
Right. No, you know, what goes around comes around. And we will look at your particular effort, and I certainly know all about it, having read everything you write on the internet.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, the other thing I actually didn't realize, I don't know, is are you encouraging the men that participate in these events to bring their children?
Oh, absolutely. There were kids that came to the barbecue for the foster teens, because what we wanted to do is we wanted to create a family environment for the kids, and so we wanted it more of a family picnic.
So again, that comes back to what you and I have talked on so much, which is modeling the behavior you want your kids to do, living it, not just talking about it.
Absolutely. Most of the things that we're doing actually can include the kids. The blood drive is for adults, but we're working at a shelter, handing out Thanksgiving dinner, and that's for the whole family. And we're looking for more ideas where the whole family can be involved.
That's great. That's great. Well, I look forward to participating. So far, I haven't actually in any of your community events, and I should. Not so sure I should initiate it with the blood drive, but maybe if you promise to feed me well afterwards, I'll come to that.
Well, going to Africa is one of the questions, isn't it?
Yes.
To screen people out.
That's funny. You're right. And I was there a year and a half ago, and I hope to go again in the next year and a half and visit what we hope will be soon to be open library at the school in Ghana that we're helping to support. How unbelievable would that be to actually go somewhere and see real physical fruits of your effort and the joy and the pleasure that the simplicity of sending a box of books can impact on people.
Absolutely. You know, about this community service work, I did a talk recently at a temple in Thousand Oaks to folks who are out of work, and some of them have been out for a while. And we were talking about just sort of where their heads need to be successful and to not get bogged down in their desperation to find that next job. And it was a great experience. But one of the things we talked about was rather than spending all day long on job boards, which is really not going to help you get where you need to be, go ahead and volunteer and get involved, because it will put you in a place, it will remind you of who you are, and I think ultimately when you feel better about yourself, you're going to show up better to job interviews, show up better for your family and everybody else in your life.
Couldn't be more true. And the other lesson about giving is that you... if during that period of non-employment, instead of just, as you say, overdoing the search, if you just started participating in some outside activities, you would be surprised at what might come back to you in the way of possibly job leads, people that would have job leads. And in the meantime, you're not dwelling or stewing in your own unhappiness or depression.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of the reasons that I went through a period of depression, which of course you know all too well because you helped me out of it. And the advice that is so commonly given to people that are going through depression is to go participate in some kind of volunteer activity. And the initial reaction when you're on the receiving end of hearing that is, you got to be kidding. I don't feel good. I'm not happy. Who wants to be around me because I'm so depressed? I'm such a loser, which is how depressed people tend to look at themselves. But once you're in that environment, it almost always forces you to get outside of yourself, because when you're depressed, you tend to be self-indulgent. And if you're giving back to the world, you can't be self-indulgent. And that's why it works.
That's right. Well said, Bruce.
Oh, that's nice. Well, as we are nearly out of time, quickly tell us about the forthcoming Men's Weekend, which is taking place up in our Santa Barbara area, and where people can reach you.
Bettermen.org, you can find out all that we're doing. Our annual men's retreat is October 1st through 3rd. And I'm emphasizing annual because we're only doing it once a year. There are several men who have recently joined. They just found what we're doing, and at the 11th hour, they're throwing their hat in the ring, which takes a lot of courage. But this weekend is an opportunity for men to really get infused with the power of having other men in your life and what that power can do to help you to make the changes that you need to make to be that dad and father and husband and man that you really want to be. So really encourage men to look at that our retreat.
I do indeed, and I do have one last question for you.
Mm.
Are you feeling better?
Now, if I were taking what Elvis was on during that show, I'd be feeling mighty fine.
Thank you, Wayne, for joining us for The Men's Room. I will talk with you next week, and I will see you tonight at another men's event that you are hosting.
Morton's in Woodland Hills. See you then.
6:30.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to thank again North Pier for sponsoring this segment of The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. It is time for a break, but you can tweet me right now at Bruce Allen or call in at 866-564-1290. We will be back for Teen Rap.